working at the Reno Club, her face kept tied. Crazy Little Women at the corner of Vine. Big Joe Turner, Mary Lou, and McShann. Parker, Fred, and Piggy, that's a hell of a band. It's the 12th Street Jump, where all the cats are doing just fine.
Live from 12th Street in Kansas City, where Basie tickled the ivories and Big Joe Turner shouted the blues, it's 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. Joe Cartwright, Tyrone Clark, and Brian Stever here on the bandstand, along with yours truly, David Bassett. Now this week, we celebrate the music of saxophonist Dexter Gordon with our special guest, Jim Mayer. And now, please welcome your 12th Street Jump hosts, Pearl McDonald and Pete Weber.
Good evening.
Here we are again, Pearl.
Here we are again, ready to have some fun.
I know, and we've got some new listeners in our family of stations. How about WOUB in Athens, Ohio?
Welcome.
Welcoming them to our family. WWFM in Mercer County, New Jersey. How about that?
Welcome.
Yeah. Lansing, Michigan's checking us out, too. WLNZ. Got a whole bunch of new listeners, you know, tonight. And Dr. Pearl's on the show.
Yes.
Sax therapist on the show.
We've got a great show ahead of us. We're going to heat things up today.
Yeah. Have you ever met those two?
Sax therapist and Dr. Pearl?
Yeah.
You know, they may have been like at a fundraiser event.
She gets out of here right when her work's
done. She does. She scoots. She's got a lot of people to help.
We'll have to introduce them.
We will. You know, speaking of people who folks love to meet, you heard that Pope Benedict? He's been planning his resignation for months.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he wanted to announce it on TV until he found out that Oprah does not speak Latin. She doesn't.
You know, speaking of big announcements, a new study found that you can change a child's behavior by switching channels from violent shows to educational TV. In a related story, the NRA announced plans for a new after-school TV series called Sesame Skeet.
Oh. And speaking of big shots, here's some bad news for Marco Rubio. Poland Springs announced it's endorsing Congresswoman Maxine Waters.
Let's get the show on the road. How about Joe Cartwright, Tyrone Clark, and Brian Stever with a great jazz classic, On the Trail. This week we celebrate the birthday of tenor sax man Dexter Gordon. Born in L.A., Gordon's father was a doctor who counted Duke Ellington and Lionel Hampton among his patients. Switching his saxophone from the clarinet at age 15, Dexter played in bands with contemporaries like Chico Hamilton and Buddy Collette. He hit the road with Hampton's band, playing in the reed section alongside Illinois Jacquette and Marshall Royal.
Moving to New York in the mid-40s, Dexter Gordon performed and recorded with Charlie Parker. He also began a series of famous saxophone duels with fellow tenor man Wardell Gray. Standing at 6 feet 6 inches, Dexter's sound was commonly characterized as being large and spacious. He had a tendency to play a bit behind the beat, just like his major influence, Lester Young.
I think I live a little bit behind the beat.
Does Lester Young have anything to influence that?
Absolutely not.
Oh, well.
I hope I didn't even mar his name by bringing him up. In association with me, anyways. Dexter Gordon lived in Europe for 15 years, recording several hit albums for Blue Note. His homecoming at the Village Vanguard was recorded and released under that title. Gordon made several notable film appearances. In 1986, he received an Oscar nomination for Best Actor for his starring role in the movie Round Midnight.
We are going to spend the next hour playing some of the music Dexter Gordon made famous. And to get that job done, we will need a great tenor saxophonist. That would be our special guest and good friend of 12th Street Jump, Jim Mayer.
Welcome back to the show, Jim.
It is great to be back, particularly playing the music of Dexter Gordon.
This was a major influence of yours?
Well, it really was. He was one of the first sax players to apply a lot of the bebop concepts that Charlie Parker was doing. But, you know, as you mentioned, he played really behind the beat a lot. He played with a strong sense of the blues and a lot of humor, frequent quoting in his tunes. And you know, any time he played a ballad, he would always start the tune by reciting a couple of the lyrics to kick off the tune.
Very cool. Now, when writers talk about his style, they say large and spacious. I've seen writers talk about your style as classy yet virtuosic.
Well, you'll have to point me to those writers.
I Googled it. It's really not that hard, Jim. But virtuosic, would you agree with that?
I'm Dexter Gordon, certainly. Absolutely.
Oh, look at that. You see the gentleman right there. Now, I've also seen you on TV teaching the young musicians. What's a good important lesson that you've learned?
Early on time. On time is late. That, you know, really, and so much of being, I think, successful in life is being on time, being early. And another thing I've been telling my students a lot lately is success is attributed, how do you deal with plan B?
Oh, look at this. I know, it just keeps getting better from Jim. You ever try acting, Jim?
No, I'll leave that to you, Pete.
Fair enough. Then I guess you should go ahead and play the rest of the music. Joe Cartwright, what tune are we going to get started with?
We'd like to do this is a classic Dexter Gordon tune he called Fried Bananas, based on the changes to a standard. So we're going to try this and see how it works. Here's Fried Bananas. Thank you.
now for you jazz and blues fans looking for some sage advice, 12th Street Jump presents our very own Oprah Montel and Judge Judy all rolled into one. If Dr. Pearl can't help you overcome your miserable, wretched, loveless existence, hey, at least the band sounds good.
The doctor knows you better than you know yourself. Our resident psychologist to fix your mental health. If you've got issues that cause you conniption,
don't count on Dr. Phil, just take my 12th Street prescription.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Step right up, the doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Is your patient wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
All right, Dr. Pearl. First letter is from a guy named Benedict in Rome. He writes, "Dear Dr. Pearl, I just retired, and by the reaction I got, you'd think nobody's done it for 600 years. Oh, man, I need a break. A million confessions, and not once has anybody said, stop me if you've heard this one before. Dr. Pearl, I just want Sundays off so I can watch the Cardinals play the Saints. Is that so wrong?"
No, sir, it is not a wrong thing. And I can understand after so many years of this job, same clothes rotating throughout the season, the hat on the head gets heavy. I got some advice for you, sir, and I'm going to help you out. You say you're resigning. Some people think that's tragic. No one likes the alternative, and Tim Tebow isn't Catholic. You claim you're too old now. The job just isn't fun. It's time to shake things up a bit. Why don't you pick a nun?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Oh, that shouldn't be too scary.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
To do something contrary.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
And throw a real Hail Mary. Now go have a glass of wine in a big, long car. Stretch out.
Our next letter is from Marco in Florida. He writes, "Dear Dr. Pearl, I gave an excellent rebuttal to the State of the Union speech, and all anyone can remember is me reaching for a water bottle. You know, I never should have eaten those pretzels Biden gave me. One little drink and 33 million constituents that aren't even in my district are sending me hate mail. And I'm also getting some from Perrier. Dr. Pearl, do you think I'll ever be president?"
Oh, wow. That's one that's right up front. You know, Marco, I'm going to give you some... Wait, I got some sweat coming down my brow. Let me wipe that off.
Would you like some water, Pearl?
What, can I please, if you can get Dr. Pearl a little water, just a little closer, bring it closer. All right, I'm going to help you out on this one, because, yeah, that didn't look so good. But, sir, it's not all over. There's hope for you. You just got to take my advice. Listen clearly. You were their favorite, and now they might give you the axe. From drinking from that Polish spring and watering down the facts. Could have been a contender, but now your chances dwindle. You're not the second coming, you're a Cuban Bobby Jindal.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Oh, it used to be clear sailing.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
But now your number's trailing.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Fellow, they're lower than Sarah Palin. Time for Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Step right up, the doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Is your patience wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
Dr. Pearl, you ever just want to say no?
No, yeah. I try to give a little hope and happiness.
Oh, more hope and more happiness. to come, so don't go anywhere, right here. Stay tuned, it's 12th Street Jump.
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
right, we're back live on 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
Now, besides Dexter Gordon, we celebrate the birthday this week of another great saxophonist, David Fathead Newman. Born in Corsicana, Texas, Newman got his nickname in high school when his band leader found his music upside down on the stand, tapped him on the head with his baton, and called him Fathead.
That's not nice.
It's not. The name stuck through his professional career, which began in 1954 when he joined the Ray Charles Orchestra. Newman went on to record 38 albums with Ray.
Newman is best known for a hard bop style that influenced a generation of jazz, blues, and soul musicians. Besides Ray Charles, Newman recorded with everyone, from Stanley Turrentine to B.B. King to Aretha Franklin and Eric Clapton. The world gained insight into Fathead's music with the release of Ray, the 2004 biographical film about Ray Charles. In 2008, Fathead made his last TV appearance on The Late Show with David Letterman.
Now here's Jim Mayer and the band with the jazz standard that Fathead Newman recorded on an album entitled Fathead, Ray Charles Presents David Newman. Let's listen to Mean to Me. Thank you.
As a public service, 12th Street Jump presents a roundup of today's top headlines. If you think the sport of wrestling had a bad week, how about these blues in the news?
The State of the Union is solid. Obama made that very clear.
Solid.
He said, we're doing fine now. The chamber gave the guy a cheer. He couldn't have said one more thing, though. Like, Ted Nugent, get out of here!
A meteor crashed into Russia, and everybody ran amok. You know that meteor could have been worse. Some say that it was luck. That the people who saw it first knew how to say the Russian word for duck.
That hamburger you got from England, you may just want to bury it. The patties aren't Angus. They're made from Secretariat.
I missed Rand Paul's rebuttal. I didn't want to watch Fox News.
Go out and have a good week. That's all from Blues in the News.
George Cables wrote it. Dexter Gordon recorded it. And now here's Jim Mayer to perform I Told You So. Thank you.
You walk like jazz. You talk like jazz. In a whisper, kind of gruff, like a hipster hanging tough like jazz.
So if you like jazz like we like jazz, then it's time to check out this week's new CD releases so you can pick yourself up some. Mr. David Bassey, what's going on in the world of jazz?
Hey, Pete, everything's cool. Everything's cool in jazz. Cool as a cucumber. How cool can a cucumber be if it's left out on the counter? I don't know. This is one from Doug McDonald, a great new CD from the Blue Jazz record label up in Chicago. Doug McDonald's reorganized quartet. He usually plays in a trio, this time with an organ setting. Bobby Pierce on the B3 organ, Roger Newman, Clarence Webb on the tenor saxophones, and Harold Acey playing the drums. Blue Jazz, a fine record label from up around Chicago. Lots of artists on this label. So Steve Million, even a young man from right here in Kansas City, on that label up there. Blue Jazz, all things good in Chicago.
It's cool as a cucumber up there.
Yeah, even if it's left out on the counter.
I know, room temperature. Now, besides Dexter Gordon and Fathead Newman, we celebrate the birthday this week of two other important jazz saxophonists, Flip Phillips and the old Tonight Show band's Tommy Newsom, blues singer Ida Cox, Money Johnson, and bongo man Willie Bobo celebrate birthdays this week, along with All-American band leader Glenn Miller. Pianist Joey Calderazzo has a birthday this week, and we pay tribute to another birthday, composer and pianist Michel Legrand, whose romantic jazz piano is beloved by millions of music fans around the world. And to learn more about all of these cats, sign up for our website at 12thstreetjump.com. You'll get some e-blasts. You'll also get some information on upcoming shows, links to our featured artist recordings, and our very own YouTube channel, where you can watch this week's Blues in the News. It's all happening this week in jazz.
I saw a wrestler get a knee blast one time. Did you say a knee blast?
A knee blast.
Or an e? Was it an e-blast?
Oh, it's an e-blast.
Oh, okay.
But maybe we're not doing it right.
You live like jazz, and you've got so much class. I tip my hat and smile like crazy man wild. Jazz, yeah, jazz, woo, jazz.
We'll be right back with more right here on 12th Street Jump.
I know that knee blast hurt that guy. Woo, woo.
Welcome back to 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
This joint is jumping, it's really jumping. Come in, cats, and check your hats. I mean, this joint is jumping.
The joint's always jumping at blues and jazz clubs near you, so this week, check out Katarina New at Ivory's Jazz Lounge in Portland, Oregon. New Jersey welcomes Carrie Jackson and the Trenton Jazz Disciples over at the Candlelight Lounge. And in Pittsburgh, you can celebrate Jack DeJohnette's 70th birthday with the man himself at the Manchester's Craftsman's Guild.
Music fans in Ohio need to gear up for the 5th annual Winter Jazz and Blues Festival featuring our buddy Mark Pinder and friends. And a former cutting contestant here on 12th Street Jump, Peter Schlamm takes the stage in St. Louis at Troy's Jazz Gallery.
At the Nash in Phoenix, the First Friday New Jazz Series features Chris Pena and Jordan Tompkins. The Nancy Kelly Quartet gets things going at Blue Jean Blues in Fort Lauderdale. And here in KC, travel south to the Carlson Center in Overland Park to check out two great guitarists, Danny Embry and Jerry Hahn. Get out and support your local jazz and blues scene, because that's where it's always jumping.
Here's Jim Mayer in the band with a blues line written by our future artist, Dexter Gordon. Long, tall Dexter.
Thank you.
recognize that sound? I bet you've heard it 100 times. In the movies or on TV. Whenever things get a little steamy, that's when the saxophone comes in. Now making that music is a passionate, sexy, heart-pounding, Mark Rubio Poland Springs kind of gig. But hey, somebody's got to do it. And that's where I come in. Sonny Zoot Reedman, sax therapist. It was a snowy Monday morning, deep snow. I had more flakes around me than Dennis Kucinich at a Fox News meeting. And that's when they walked in. She purred like a kitten. And he smelled like a rat. Ugh. Together they made a perfect couple. And the lady did the talking.
Hi, I'm Kathy. This is Kevin. We're the Klimps from KC.
Kathy and Kevin Klimp, huh? From KC. Well, what brings you down to this frozen flat on a miserable Monday morning?
A simple cruise. Cruise.
Tom Cruise? Sorry, I don't mess with Scientologists. They're meaner than Chris Christie on a candy fest.
No, not the little actor. The big boat. We haven't been carnal since Kevin booked us on a carnival cruise to reconsummate our commitment, and instead, we ended up covered in you-know-what.
Krebs?
Caca.
Our cabin smelled like the pie end of a cow. Ooh. Kevin got a whiff, and it was ta-ta for doing the carnival coochie-coo.
Couldn't close the porthole, Kevin?
Claustrophobic.
Well, let me get this straight. Kathy and Kevin Klimp from KC can't do the carnal coochie-coo to consummate their commitment because the carnival cruise came covered in caca. Does that encapsulate the crisis?
Concisely. Can you help us?
Of course I can, ma'am. I'm Sonny Zoot Reedman, sax therapist. Close your eyes, Kevin. Imagine you're on the love boat. Kathy is wearing nothing but a kimono to cover her stern.
Show me your stern, Kathy. Give your stern a turn.
You like my stern, Kevin?
Oh, let me paddle your stern, Kathy, like a paddle boat. I like paddle
boats.
Oh,
yeah, paddle me, Kevin. Paddle my stern and don't forget my stem.
Oh, yeah, I love you from stem to stern.
Don't dock the dinghy, Kevin. Give me the Titanic.
Oh, I'm docking the Titanic, Kathy. I'm docking. Oh,
dock it to me. I'm dock it to world. Me. Oh, yeah.
Kathy.
What's that smell?
The carnival.
Whoa! Captain says all hands on deck. So Kathy got to consummate her carnal cruise, and Kevin went down with the ship. By the time I got through with them, he was sweating on her like a vegan in a butcher shop. All in a day's work for Sonny Zoot Reedman, sax therapist. All right, here's Kevin, David Bassey, with help from Jim Mayer and the band to sing a Harold Arlen classic recorded by Fathead Newman. One for my baby, one more for the road.
It's 2:45. There's no one in the place except you and me. Sue, set him up, Joe. I've got a story that you ought to know. With drinking, my friend, to the end of a brief episode. Give me one for my baby and one more for the road. I've got the routine. Put another nickel in the machine. I'm feeling so bad. Won't you make the music dreamy and sad? I could tell you a lot, but I know you've got to be true to your code. Give me one for my baby and one more for the road. I bet you wouldn't know it. I'm a kind of poet. I've got a lot of things to say. Joe, listen to me. Feeling sad and gloomy. Wanna be here, here till the break of day. So that's how it goes. Bet you're getting anxious, anxious to close. Hey, hey, thanks for the cheer. Hope you didn't mind my bend in your ear. This torch that I found must be drowned or I fear I'll explode. Oh, oh, one for my baby, one more for the road. Say, Joe, listen to me. I'm feeling gloomy. I'm gonna be here till the break of day. So that's how it goes. I know you're anxious, anxious to close. Thanks for the cheer. I hope you didn't mind my bend in your ear. This torch I found must be drown or I feel I'll explode. Give me one for my baby and one more. One for my baby. One for my baby and one more for the road.
Well, that is our show. For helping us celebrate the music of Dexter Gordon and David Fathead Newman, give it up for our special guest, Jim Mayer.
And keep it going for the 12th Street Jump Band. On drums this week, Brian Stever. How about that job, huh? Tyrone Clark on bass. Musical director Joe Cartwright at the piano. And our vocalist David Bassey, huh? Nedra will be back next week.
We had help from audio engineer Chad Mice and our production assistant Brenna Hayes and Bethany Nesbitt. This week's show was written by Paul Seaburn and the gang.
12th Street Jump is produced by Theater League, enhancing the communities it serves with the thrill of live music and theater. We'd like to thank TreehouseDrums.com, in case you are, for their help in launching 12th Street Jump. Now don't forget to like us on Facebook at 12th Street Jump. Follow me on Twitter at 12th Street Pete. And sign up for those e-blasts at 12thstreetjump.com. Woo!
Join us next week for a show from the 12th Street Jump Archives as we celebrate the birthday of jazz guitarist Wes Montgomery with our special guest, Danny Embry. Until then, I'm Pearl MacDonald.
And I'm Pete Weber. We'll see you next week on 12th Street, where it's always
jumping! Jumpin'!